Good afternoon, I'm back out in my garden again and I'm eating a cranberry and ham sandwich, so if you can hear me chomping, that's what it is. So sorry about that. My latest update, I've just added a couple of new plants to open the screen door, keep the flies out, because there are some giant ones around here, I tell you. So I'm out looking now, I've just planted a couple of new tomato plants while my wife's away, so I'm hoping she won't notice. But the fact there's some big black clumps of earth that have been just taken out of the side of the garden, I've got a feeling she probably will. So I've been looking about what I thought those thrips I was talking about earlier on. They're not actually thrips at all. They're just grasshoppers. Alien grasshoppers with a strange pointy head. They've become my nemesis. So I'm going to make it my life's ambition to wipe them out, wipe them off the face of the earth, which is probably, you know, a bit of an extreme point of view, but when you see the holes they make in your beautiful green foliage, you completely understand. That barking you can hear is next door's dog, which is also on my list for extermination. This is a dog that barks constantly, barks at his own shadow, barks when he farts, just basically barks. I'm surprised his voice box hasn't caved in, which would be good actually, because if it did, I wouldn't have to listen to the noisy bastard. But this morning I woke up and I shouted, "Shut up!" And at which point the owner came out, which I thought he wasn't in, because they were at night, and he said, "Sorry," which I suppose is something. But why don't you just get one of those little collars, you know, the ones that either shock the dog into being quiet or spray citronella in its face. Either way, that would just be a better way of doing it, surely. Or better still, just get a hammer and club on the back of the head. Sorry, I just played that back. I realised what a Nazi I sound like. Oh, there's my phone.